Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head girls basketball coach Matt Erpelding. And Coach, well, it's been kind of weird over the last through the end of last week and then the start of this week, Coach, as we've played basketball games, which has been weird. Played a couple of games now in two straight weeks as this week your Indians. Well, let's go back to Saturday as we talked with you Saturday morning before taking on Clear Lake. Let's go back to that Saturday game there against the Lions of Clear Lake. And, you know, one of those games where your team just falls down a little bit of a hole. You guys kind of win the second half and get back and have a chance there at the end. But maybe just got down a little bit too much in that game.
Right. Kind of, you know, kind of the trend we've been in most of the year here where we kind of just seem to, you know, we don't get off to the best starts in the world and fall behind, like you said, and then just kind of stay in that hole that we dig ourselves. And then, as usual this year, you know, come back in the second half, and this time we just come up a little bit short. But, yeah, you know, I think we talked a little bit after that game maybe on our interview, but defensively kind of went against my gut a little bit and what we should start defensively. Wanted to try something a little bit different. You know, they don't have as good of three-point shooters across the board as they've had in the past, and so we thought we could maybe get away with defensively doing something a little different, and lo and behold, they come out and make some early threes from some people, and just kind of, you know, so that's kind of what put us in that hole and didn't execute offensively very well, kind of playing a little bit scared against their kind of ball pressure-ish type of defense. So just not a good combination to start the game. And like I said, so we, you know, dug us that hole there, but then, you know, fought defensively in the second half, played much better, obviously, in the second half. Came back and had a chance, but just, you know, wasn't meant to be type of deal. But really proud of our effort. As I always am, you know, this group just continues to battle no matter the situation. Every possession's, you know, kind of that 0-0 mentality as far as never seeing ourselves out of the game. So, yeah, really, you know, like I said, proud of the girls. Just wish we would have, you know, maybe defensively been able to do a little bit better job to start the game. So they, when they got, you know, a couple threes, I think the Malin girl, you know, had a pretty good game. And then Zeta Johnson, you know, kind of hurt us inside on a lot of and ones where she, you know, made some free throws early, which she's, you know, I think she's on the year about a 60% free throw shooter, but it seemed like she made everything she shot from the line that day. But, you know, just had a lot of whistles go against us there kind of early that kind of hurt us. But, you know, it is what it is. Good competitive game there in the second half, so that's what you got to take away from it.
Yeah, a lot of things I'm sure you guys were able to learn from and take away from that game. I just thought the biggest thing, and we won't dwell too much on the game, and we talked about this after the game too, but yeah, as you mentioned, the three-point shooting, a team that averages 5.5 three-pointers per game, made 5 in the first half, which, you know, just sometimes you're going to just run into those teams that are shooting hot, and that happens.
Yeah, exactly, and, you know, especially at home. You're normally going to shoot a little bit better there. And yeah, it's just, like you said, we locked down defensively and did a better job in the second half. But unfortunately, you know, we gave up one too many buckets there in the first half, apparently, to lose by one. But a game that would have been really nice to have, like we always talk, come tournament time, you know, who hosts, who plays where type of thing, because that's a team we could run into tournament time. So it would have been a nice road win for us if we would have been able to get it. But, you know, just didn't happen.
And you guys come back this week and have a couple of games Tuesday and Friday. Let's go back to Tuesday against Eagle Grove, and a good first half, a good start for your team. You outscore Eagle Grove 17-4 there in the first quarter. And, you know, this thing about the Eagle Grove team is they've got girls that have been on the floor for multiple years in a row, so you just sometimes don't know what you're going to get out of them. And I thought your team played really well. You end up with a 60-25 win.
Yeah, yep, had a really good first quarter. A little bit disappointed to allow them to, you know, score 16, I think, there in the second quarter and kind of keep the game close. But, you know, we took care of business in the second half. But, you know, like you said, Eagle Grove's got some kids that have starting to, you know, to the point where they've had quite a bit of varsity time regardless of how old they are. And, you know, Mike's had a real difficult time this year with kids, you know, being gone and for different reasons, and just kind of been a rough stretch for him here so far this year. So, you know, not sure what you're going to get out of him, but he does a really good job for what he has there. And, you know, I think, you know, the way he competed, I see in last night's game, and last night he only had six girls to play with last night. So, you know, he does a good job. So you never know, like you said, in those types of games what you're going to get. But you know, I think we held them to, what, maybe 9 points or something, I think it was in the second half. So our second half defense, as usual, kind of took over, and, you know, we were able to get quite a few kids on the floor and that type of thing. And you know, we're continuing to work on our defensive fundamentals. I thought we made some improvements on the defensive end as well. So, yeah, good win for us, you know, a type of game that we needed to control. And I thought we did that pretty much from start to finish.
Yeah, Coach, you hit it there perfectly. First quarter, third quarter, and fourth quarter, your team gives up no more than 5 points in those three quarters individually for a total of 13 points there in those three quarters. So a great defensive effort. And that kind of played off into your Friday night contest with Garner Hayfield Ventura. And I kind of joked with you when you came up and talked with me afterwards didn't know if pregame. I mean, you guys usually have a postgame meal, but you guys must have had the Wheaties there on the pregame against Garner Hayfield Ventura. You guys outscore them 24-9 in the first quarter, 15-0 in the second quarter. Go to halftime 39-9 over a Garner Hayfield Ventura team that's not a terrible basketball team.
Right. Yeah, you know, and the kind of the really good thing to see as I was talking to Patty after the game, you know, we, since the Clear Lake game, so we're talking Monday practice, Wednesday, Thursday practice, I honestly don't think we have spent more than, definitely not more than a half hour, if even that, of our practice time on our offense. We've been, like I kind of mentioned earlier, we've really been trying to lock down on our fundamentals defensively. We felt like, even though, you know, our defense has been pretty good moving forward, that some of our fundamentals were starting to drop off fairly significantly, making things more difficult on us. So we've spent a vast majority of our time on defensive stuff all week. So to be able to, you know, kind of function and put some points up like that when you really haven't worked offensively basically for a week was pretty impressive. And, you know, like you said, Garner's actually a pretty darn good team. They're just really struggling to shoot the basketball after Christmas, so that really puts you in a hole. I mean, any team, if you're not making shots, you know, it's really hard to compete, and I kind of think that's the case with them. But they never quit either. You know, they battle hard, play hard type of thing. But, yeah, we just finally, you know, we've been trying to put 32 minutes of defense together, and it's always been a second-half thing where we started playing good defense. Last night from the opening tip, we were really locked in and aggressive defensively. Obviously, the difference in the ball game. Then, you know, you always need to learn some stuff from wins, right? And then last night, you know, I think we actually got outscored in the second half. And, you know, I understand I was playing a lot of kids, but that doesn't matter. I just felt like, you know, and it's hard in games when you get up big to maintain that level of intensity, but I think our defense dropped off a little bit there in the second half. So if you're going to take a negative away from that game, it's, you know, we put 16 really good minutes of defense on the front end of this game. The last 16 minutes, maybe not quite where we would have liked to maintain, but, you know, man, what an effort from my kids. So, you know, obviously extremely excited with the way that game went and how we played on both ends of the floor. But, you know, as a coach, you always got to find something to get better at, and that would be our second half defense last night.
Yeah, Coach, GHV outscores you 26-17 there in the second quarter. A couple of things that I want to point out from your team last night. They forced GHV into 27 turnovers in the game, and we've been talking about GHV struggling to shoot the three, and I think you know, part of that was your guys' defense, but you hold them for 3 of 22 from beyond the arc for 13%. But one thing that Garner does well, maybe better than any other team in the area, is they rebound the basketball. They put up 41 rebounds last night. So, you know, just some different numbers to look at, but I think some more positives to pull out of this game.
Right. You know, and yeah, you hit on a lot of good things there. You know, and let's start with the rebounding thing. You know, that's with Greta inside and just the aggressiveness that the other girls play with. You know, and I think they maybe set a school record in rebounds the first time they played us or something. But and it kind of started, quite honestly, started that way last night where they were, you know, I think of those 9 points they scored in that first quarter, maybe half of them are simply due to offensive rebounds and second chance points probably. So, and I got on, you know, I challenged the girls in a timeout there either late first quarter or early second quarter that we needed to do a better job on the board, and we did respond there for the rest of that first half. But yeah, so that's, you know, that's an area we need to, that we seem to lose our focus on too, is our defensive rebounding, and that kind of hurt us early last night. But yeah, you know, the shots, I felt like our defense, you know, all their shots, I felt like were rushed, you know, because they weren't getting a lot of really easy good looks. So when they were open, you know, I think they were kind of in a little bit of a hurry to get the shots off. So yeah, really good, you know, defensive effort as far as kind of getting them a little bit rattled and out of sync a little bit, I think. But yeah, so like you said, some things you can take away from that game. And I think, like I said, I continued to was able to get, you know, a couple other girls some looks in the rotation there, kind of with the top five or six girls. So able to evaluate some more personnel and get some kids some more minutes. So yeah, really exciting game. You know, those rivalry games are always fun, but to go on the road there and kind of just take control so early was impressive. And quite honestly, and I've told several people, I'm kind of surprised that we did come out in quite such a dominating fashion, something I know we're capable of, but certainly wasn't expecting it at Garner last night.
And Coach, we'll kind of just preview next week, as you guys will have quite a few big games next week, and it starts with two ranked teams. You got the number 11 team in Class 2A coming to town on Tuesday night, North Union, in a game that I know I'm sure you guys have had circled on your calendar since the first time you played them. Kind of built a little bit of a rivalry there, and just a game that I think Forest City, I think you guys felt that you were there the whole time and had a chance to win. And then you have the number one team in Class 1A on Thursday, as we'll travel to Algona to take on Bishop Garrigan. You'll close off the week on Friday at North Iowa. So quite a few big games next week, Coach. How is the team going to get ready?
Yeah, well, we need a good practice on Monday to get ready for North Union coming to town, and like you said, that's a game that we've kind of been looking forward to for quite some time, because like you said, we really should have won that game at their place. I think we had a 6-point lead late there and let it slip away and ended up losing by six. So a team that, you know, obviously they never beat themselves, unbelievably fundamental in both ends of the floor, and they got a post player that's kind of a bull inside that really, you know, can move people around and get on the board and get what she wants. So it's going to take another good effort defensively inside, and then, you know, cover up some 3-point shooters. I think we've seen when we played them, kind of got to establish that lead at their place, it was once again kind of our defensive pressure on the guards. So we got to hope that we can create a little bit of trouble with our defensive pressure, kind of like we did last night, that type of thing. But, absolutely going to have to play well, going to have to take care of the ball, and certainly going to need a good first-half performance again on Tuesday to give us a chance. And, if we play anywhere close to the way we did out of the gate Tuesday night as we did last night, I think we'll be all right. And that's a game that, you know, obviously we expect to win. Bishop Garrigan coming to town Thursday, you know, we all know what Bishop Garrigan's all about. I do think our guards and the athleticism we have defensively can cause them a little bit of trouble, maybe help us, you know, keep the ball out of Audie's hands a little bit. And if Audie wants to beat us from 15 feet out, go ahead and do it. I haven't seen her extend her game to anything but 2 or 3 feet from the basket in her career, definitely against us anyway. So we'll take our chances with her having the ball at the high post, cover up the 3-point shooters, because they do. And I have a lot of girls that can shoot the three as well. But, we're not intimidated at all of playing them. We'll do what we do and see if it's good enough to pull an upset. And then Friday night, you know, a North Iowa team that is vastly improved this year, in my opinion, Rick's doing a really good job with them girls up there. And, you know, they've been struggling maybe a little bit here this week. But, you know, I think they're a team that put 41 points on the board against Bishop Garrigan. So they're obviously doing some things really well, too. So that's a game that, you know, we got to go on the road. Another place that we always talk about is tough to play, regardless of the product on the floor. So, you know, if we don't come ready to play on Friday night, North Iowa pulls off the victory against us. So we can't let that happen, obviously. But, you know, I think I was kind of just thinking now when we were talking about our post defense, you know, against that North Union girl and how important that's going to be. I think our post players have done a really good job in a few games here. And sometimes I think I maybe forget to mention, you know, we talk about our athleticism and our quickness on the perimeter. But, you know, Bethany Warren and Drew Segum and a lot of times Jaden, you know, I challenged Jaden Jerome with playing some bigs clear back to game one against Algona. Where I really challenge her against the Perry girl. You know, those girls that are battling in the post, sometimes undersized, do a really good job. And like I said, I just want to make sure I mentioned, you know, how important they are, because we do talk about our athleticism and our guard defensive play a lot. But, you know, we can't forget about those girls.
All righty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for your time today. Really do appreciate you taking some time with talking with us. And we'll talk to you again on Tuesday, hopefully after the Indians over the Warriors.
Sounds good. Have a good weekend, Jeremy.
You as well, Coach. That's Forest City girls basketball coach Matt Erpelding.